In this video, we will connect your local mission field to the global Christian movement. A micro church may begin in a small place, a kitchen table, a rented room, a village path, a workplace break area, a neighborhood porch, a digital video call. But when that gathering is centered on Jesus Christ, scripture, prayer, discipleship, and witness, it belongs to something much larger. It belongs to the spread of Christianity. The book of Acts shows this pattern again and again. The gospel moved from Jerusalem into homes, cities, regions, and nations. Lydia's household in Acts 16 became part of the gospel's movement into Philippi. In Acts 17, Paul entered Athens and spoke into a very different cultural setting. The mission remained centered on Christ, but the setting changed. That is important for micro church planters. Your local field may not look like someone else's field. A micro church in a rural village may gather differently than one in a major city. A digital fellowship may need different boundaries than a home gathering. A micro church in a sensitive or restricted setting may need caution that a public neighborhood gathering does not require. A workplace micro church may need permission, wisdom, and respect for policies. An immigrant or diaspora micro church may need language awareness, cultural humility, and patient listening. Global Christianity does not erase local context. It honors it under the lordship of Christ. So ask, what is unique about this place? What language do people speak? What pressures do they face? What fears might they carry? What spiritual questions are common here? What would respectful witness look like? What would be unwise, unsafe, or culturally careless? A common mistake is copying a model without listening to the field. What worked in one church, country, or culture may not fit another setting. A local church or soul center can help you adapt wisely. You are not trying to invent a private ministry. You are joining Christ's mission with accountability, humility, and discernment. Your micro church may be small, but it can be part of a global awakening of ordinary Christians opening homes, gathering neighbors, sharing scripture, praying for renewal, discipling believers, and raising up future leaders. Begin locally, think globally, serve humbly, stay biblical. And remember, the gospel often spreads through faithful believers who love the people God has placed right in front of them.